Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the Bible reading in the McShane Bible Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Exodus 27, John 6, Proverbs 3, and Galatians 2. But let me tell you guys a little story here. So a few years ago, I decided I wanted to start trying to improve my lifestyle and eat healthier and lose weight. Through my church at the time, there was a pretty cool challenge that some others were deciding to do called the Whole Life Challenge. The idea of the challenge was that there were about 8 areas of our life that we would be working on addressing that the cumulative effect would be a healthier lifestyle. Areas like food, water, exercise, our well-being mentally. The key to this was an app that would track your adherence to the criteria of each category every day. And a certain amount of water consumption, a certain amount of exercise, eating no items on the no-no list, that would allow you to get points. And every day if you met those requirements and you got points, you would be seeing your progress in the competition. At the end of the, I think it was like 12 weeks, the one with the most points won. And I remember going hard for the first challenge and actually winning it and being so excited. Because, you know, I'm good with rules, and at that time I really needed them desperately. It was the motivation, the catalyst that I needed. The problem was, as soon as the competition ended, I went back to eating and living just like I had prior. I knew that this was going to be a problem, and we would need to do the challenge again. So we actually bought a year's worth of those challenges in advance and determined that we were going to commit to this thing. That was just going to be our new thing, doing these whole life challenges. When the competition came back around, I was pumped to try again, but this time I was determined that I wouldn't just do the rules, but I would actually work to change my mind about my lifestyle. So that way, when the competition was over, you know, I could still live healthy. That's exactly what happened. I was successful again, and more importantly, I kept losing weight in the weeks after the competition. However, here's where it went south. Once the competition was about to restart again, I knew that the rules were coming, and I decided to return to unhealthy living one last week before those rules began, and this broke me, y'all. I did so poorly in that round and realized that what was once necessary for a better lifestyle was now detrimental to me living life as a changed person. Trust me, there's a reason I'll tell this story. A few weeks ago, we read Paul saying this in 2 Corinthians. He said, "And he has qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." The letter he refers to is the law, the letter of the old covenant. God had given it to the people at a time when they were in desperate need of it, as they did not have the helper of the indwelling Spirit that we greatly benefit from today. However, as we read today, Paul continues in on the concern of the law in their lives as they live in Christ. In Galatians 2, he says this, "For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose." What he's saying here is he tore down. What he tore down was the law justifying him. The law being his standard bearer for salvation. He says he died to that law so that he might live to God. Simply put, After discussing his rebuke of Peter's hypocrisy amongst the Gentiles when the Jews are present, Paul makes it clear that their justification is no longer by the law, but by faith in Jesus. Righteousness no longer comes through obedience to the law, but through Christ. He gives it to us as we believe in him. This doesn't mean that the law is now an evil thing. As Paul would say, by no means. The law was created based on God's wisdom and should be seen and regarded through that lens. As the law's principles help us live with wisdom, we should walk those out with the grace afforded us by Jesus and empowered by his Spirit. But if we look to the law as our standard and as our rule that we must follow, we have now fallen into sin, and Christ died for no purpose. Do not rebuild what was torn down for your sake. We don't want strict adherence to the law. We want lives and hearts transformed by his grace. Now that's some whole life transformation like no other. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that not only do you give us wisdom that helps lead and guide us, but that you give us grace upon grace upon grace, that through Jesus we have righteousness. Through him we have justification. There's nothing that we can bring before him, no act or work. There's no fruit that we come here saying, hey, this is the reason why you should save me. No, it's only because of your love, only because of your grace that we live. And it is in you, Jesus, that we have our being. And we just ask that you would now empower us to walk out wisdom. You would empower us to live lives according to your loving truth, and that you would give us the grace to do that and to do it even with flaws as we are human, Lord. We thank you for your strength and your mercy and your grace and your love and your truth and your guidance. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment there. Subscribe, rate, and share. You know the deal, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.